Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Salvation Revealed, Bible Bits from Ephesians. In this session, we'll be looking at Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 to 9, the Bible and the workplace. Let's read our text as we begin here. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 5. Bondservants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart, as to Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, not doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. And you, masters, do the same things to them. Give up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him. How do you apply biblical principles in the workplace? Well, consider God's word before every decision that you make. Three words: action, attitude, and anticipation. Let's look at those three words. First, let your actions be consistent with your profession. Be obedient. Consider your eternal relationship. Verse 5, with fear, that's respect. With trembling, that's an intention to please. With sincerity of heart, that's genuine desire. Be as loyal to your employer as to the Lord. Be obedient, be consistent. Give a true Christian's service. Verse 6, not with eye service as men pleasers, as slaves of Christ from the heart. And then second, let your attitude be representative of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 down to about verse 20. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Verse 7 of our text for this session. Ambassadors, be eager, a willing spirit, with an attitude not needing to be forced, with goodwill. Third, let your anticipation of Christ's return control you. Verse 8. Knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. We're talking about motivation here. We will give an account. It's the principle of rewards for faithfulness. Unpleasantness, is it unpleasant? Is it oppressive? Well, God's the one who balances the scales. Eternal rewards are motivation when there's no earthly gain. That's the employee. Well, what about the employer? Does God have more than one standard? Well, no, he doesn't. Look again at verse 9. And you, masters, do the same things to them. Give up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him. Do the same things. God judges all the same with no partiality. Actions consistent with your Christian commitment, attitude that represents the Lord Jesus Christ, anticipation of heavenly rewards being sufficient to motivate. How do you match up? How do you match up? As an employee? As an employer? You think about all that. And you have a great day.